Hey folks, I'm Colin Gray and this is Podcraft. Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Series 3 of Podcraft. This is the series on creating a peerless podcasting website. So that's creating a great home for your podcast that really attracts your listeners in and turns them into long-term fans. On the last episode, we were talking about SEO and analytics. So a couple of plugins that will let you set up your site in a really great way to attract in more search results and see how effective your website is. Really see how what the most effective content is, helping you to create more of the stuff that your audience really likes. Today, though, we're moving on to allowing that audience to then contact you, to get in touch. This is really what we're looking for. This is what we want people to do. We want them to get in touch with us, give us feedback, let us know what's working, what isn't, give us ideas for future content, really help us to improve the show. So you want to be able to create a page that lets people contact you in a really easy way and then manage that data as well in future. On these episodes, I'm normally starting with a why, but to be honest, it's a pretty obvious why. You want to know what your listeners are thinking. And like I said, you want to let them help you improve the show. And it's also great to get some listener opinions onto the show. So get people to actually send in comments and then read them out on the show. It's a great way to really draw in those listeners, get them to become evangelists for your show, to really push it for you. So it's a great thing for that purpose as well. Let's get straight into the how to do it then. So the free version, first of all, free version is Contact Form 7. So this tool's been around for years. This is a really old one, one of the originals in the WordPress world, and probably powers more contact forms on WordPress websites than anything else. It's a great tool, does the job really well. You can customize it a fair bit, so you can put in all sorts of different stuff. You can add your own fields, you can make it so that it's just email address and a little comment form, or you can put in polls, you can put in that type of stuff. You can put in different things, whatever you like, on the form. And you can also have more than one form too, so you don't have to have just one contact form. You could have a few different forms for different purposes. Essentially, it allows you to create these forms, which then directly sends you an email and can send you, can send them a reply as well. And that's all it does, essentially. The thing with Contact Form 7 that slightly frustrates me is that it doesn't record that stuff, though. It doesn't record those details. All it does is when somebody clicks the submit button, it sends you the details. And if you've set it to do so, it'll send those details and maybe a reply back to the person who sent it as well. So it sends those two emails and that's it. It forgets about everything that happened. Doesn't log who that person was, what they typed in, all that kind of stuff. There are add-ons, so you do get some add-on plugins that can log that kind of stuff. I have played around with them. I have used them a fair bit in the past. They don't output the best data. They don't let you do much with it, but it does exist. So there is a workaround, but it still annoys me a little bit that it doesn't let you do that. It doesn't really record it in that way. The best thing about Contact Form 7 is that it does, obviously, it does that auto reply. So that is a really nice thing to just follow up with. So if somebody sends you an email, somebody sends you an inquiry, you really want to capitalize on that by sending them something back. So send them a reply and say, thanks very much for getting in touch. I will get back to you as quick as I possibly can. Give me 24 hours and I'll get back to you. In the meantime, why don't you go and have a look at this? Recommend a few different articles, recommend something you sell, recommend some resources that you do. Really try and utilize that contact as best you can. Obviously send them valuable stuff. You're not going to be pushing on them things that they're going to be, that they won't like or that just cost loads of money. Send them some valuable stuff and really try and give that person loads of value so that they become a really long-term fan in future. So yeah, that is basically how Contact Form 7 works. That's what it does for you. And that's the limitations as I see it. Because of those limitations, I'm going to talk about a paid version as well. And we're talking about the one that I use, which is called Gravity Forms. Now, Gravity Forms is one that I held off on buying for a while because it's not the cheapest thing in the world. It's $39 to buy the basic version, which is definitely better than Contact Form 7, but doesn't add a whole lot of features. The real power with Gravity Forms comes when you pay the pro version price, which is $99, I think. and what's that, £60 for us in the UK, which isn't a massive amount, but it's still, it's a bit of an investment. But I'll just talk through the things that you get for that, which I think have made it really valuable to me. It's one, something that I use on all of my websites, Gravity Forms, and I just think it's really worthwhile. So what do you get with it? First of all, it's a really nice form builder tool. So it gives you a really nice little way of building out your forms, putting in the different types of fields. It gives you some really nice field types as well. So you get name fields, which particularly go for first and last names, so you can separate them out. It gives you an email field that will validate it, make sure it's a legitimate email. And it'll give you lots of other things as well. Like survey questions, like large descriptions, all that kind of stuff. A lot of these are provided by Contact Form 7 as well. But Gravity Forms just kind of makes it a little bit easier, a little bit nicer to create them. And a wee bit more customization over how they appear as well, such as size, width, background, all that kind of stuff. So that's the basic creating of the forms. You can also do the confirmations. So when people actually click submit, you can set the message that shows. Or you can redirect people to a separate page. Again, though, Contact Form 7 can do that as well. So that's nothing new. Where we start to get into the extra power is in the next basic function, which is entries. Gravity Forms will record every single entry that is put into it in a database, which is probably the first reason that I bought Gravity Forms, because I really wanted something easy that would track what people are entering and let me sort it, let me work with it, let me export it, put it into a spreadsheet, that type of stuff. So you can quickly and easily see who's been filling in your Gravity Form, look back through it, sort it, filter it, blah, blah, blah. You can work with the data, which is essential, I think, when you're starting to take data from your customers or your listeners. But moving on from that, then we get onto the add-ins. This is where I think the Gravity Forms really, really shines. It's the little extras that you can put in. For example, you can download a surveys add-in. Now, surveys are something that you can pay a lot of money for, something like SurveyMonkey or the like. You pay a lot of money to run good surveys, but Gravity Forms has got a really good survey add-on, which means that you can use proper survey-type questions, so like Likert forms, that type of stuff, and you can analyze them too. So you can create output, which lets you do bar graphs and all that kind of stuff of what your survey responses are. So if you want to do surveys of your listeners, which is a really good thing to do, you can check what they're listening to, what they like, what they want to hear about more in the future, what products you can create, all that kind of stuff. Things that will let you create much more value for listeners in the future. You can create those surveys for free with Gravity Forms. Well, not for free. You've paid for Gravity Forms, obviously, but you can create it within Gravity Forms as an extra. Next, and probably actually I should have mentioned this first because this is probably the key add-on for me, is that it ties in with MailChimp, it ties in with AWeber, it ties in with whatever, quite a few different mailing systems so that when people sign in, when people send you something, you can add them straight to your mailing list. And that cuts out a whole bunch of steps if you want to do it manually. Obviously, you have to get agreement for that. So you put it at the bottom, maybe a tick box that they only do it if you tick that box. But a lot of people, when they're doing that, if they go to the trouble of sending you something, they'll obviously value your content, they'll value your opinion. So they're very likely to want to be on your mailing list. And therefore, it helps to grow your list, grow your audience, create better fans in future. So you can integrate straight with it. So as soon as they send that, as soon as they hit the submit button, their email address is added to your MailChimp or your AWeber at the same time. And that's just brilliant. A few others that I'll quickly mention. You can create quizzes. You can create polls really easily. So they're really nice little things just to stick on one of your posts. If you want to ask a quick poll, get some opinions from people, similar to the surveys, obviously, or a quiz as well. Create something fun for your visitor, for your listeners to do. It could be a way to attract your listeners onto your website, which is something that we struggle with as podcasters, get people out of the earbuds and onto your website where you can actually get them using some of your other resources as well. You can also sell stuff. So Gravity Forms ties in with PayPal, with AuthorizeNet, with Stripe, loads of different payment gateways. So you can actually create some really nice little sales pages. So if you have some resources like a book, like a report, like a training product that you want to sell, then you can actually do it directly through Gravity Forms. It'll do it all for you. Which is really handy, and it cuts out you having to buy another WordPress plugin or install an e-commerce system to be able to sell something. The final thing I want to mention is just dynamically populating forms. So you can really easily dynamically populate forms to see where people come from. So you can get people to fill in a survey or to fill in a form of some sort to do a quiz. And the link that you use to send them towards those pages, you can actually create a little dynamic thing, which is, you can find out how to do that on the Gravity Forms website. Really easy to do, just a little bit of code on your link, and it lets you see really easily where people are coming from. Really nice little tool for finding out how effective certain marketing tactics that you're using are, whether you're putting stuff out on social media or via the podcast or whatever. You can find out where people are finding these resources from. Oh, and another final thing, user creation. So Gravity Forms ties in with WordPress as well in terms of creating users. You can actually allow people to fill in a form and it will create a user account on your WordPress website for them. And it's something I'm experimenting with right now, which is when people come to my website and fill in some feedback or fill in a form of some sort, you can actually use that. You can obviously, well, be clear with this, obviously be transparent with it, that this is what you're doing, but you can get them to fill in something in exchange for offering access to hidden resources. So essentially they fill in the form, it creates an account for them, and then that account then allows them access to certain pages which you've hidden for only account holders. And obviously they're also then added to your WordPress website, so you've then got their contact details, you can start adding them to your mailing list, or you can start it's something that gives your listeners more value. It makes them feel like they're exclusive, they've got this thing that they have access to that other people don't. It makes them feel special. So you can find Gravity Forms at podcraft.net/gravity, and that is affiliate link, so I would get a wee commission if you do buy it through that. By all means, just find Gravity Forms on Google if you want to bypass that affiliate link. There's no requirement to use it, but if you found this this resource useful, then I would appreciate you using it. That'd be great. Remember as well, that is a plugin, so you can always find the my guide to using WordPress plugins, installing plugins, at podcraft.net/website course. And that is a page which will take you through to all of the courses that I've created on LearnDen, which help you with the stuff on this course, basically using WordPress installing websites. You can either register there or use the links there directly to go to the courses if you've already registered. So that leaves us to do the task for today. Final task is to install either Contact Form 7 or Gravity Forms, whichever one you fancy, and set up your first contact form. And if you then go to the show notes for this episode, which are at podcraft.net/309, post me a link to your first contact form and I'll send you your first message. So if you put in the URL to the contact form you've just created with Contact Form 7 or Gravity Forms, then I'll send you a message through it just to test it out. I'd just love to see that people are actually doing it, basically. I just want you to post in, let me know that you've done it, and I'll pay you back by sending you a wee message. So hope that helps. I hope this is a great episode on just getting yourself set up so that people can get in touch with you and you start getting some great feedback from your listeners. Next time on Podcraft, on Series 3, we're going to be looking at a great plugin which allows you to create lists of posts by category or topic, which is a really handy way to allow your users to navigate around the site and find stuff around particular things they're interested in. So I hope you'll join me again for that on the next episode. Thanks for joining me in this one, and I'll see you next time.